Nitrogen, 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 nitrogen. What is this nitrogen? Where can I find this nitrogen? And how can it benefit me?
Hey everyone, it's Richard. You're listening to Bonersode 87 for March 31st, 2021. Thanks, Jay Smooth, for producing this one. I ain't got nothing to say, so let's just get on with it.
Hello?
Hello, Felicia?
Yes.
Hey, Felicia, it's Richard with the Country Club.
Uh-huh.
Hey, my manager just wanted me to call and ask if you could please quit sneaking over to the pool and filling up those water jugs.
I think you've called the wrong person.
This is Felicia.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, you're the one. We saw you on the security camera and everything. We're not mad or anything. It's just kind of a safety issue. We're just kind of looking out for your health.
I have never been to the pool at the country club.
Well, ma'am, we know it was you. It's okay. There's really no reason to lie or anything.
I have never been to the pool. I would like to see your camera personally.
Yeah,
I'll come over there.
Well, there's really
right,
no...
Right now...
Well, there's really no...
Me who is on the camera...
It's you.
It is not me.
Oh, it's you. It's definitely you. We know exactly what you look like, and there's no reason to be embarrassed or anything. It's just really, you know, it's just not... It's probably not all that healthy to be drinking pool water.
I don't drink the pool water. I don't know who you are, and this might be a scam, but... I have never been
what?
To the pool at the country club.
Well, how would it be a scam, ma'am? I'm just asking you to not drink the pool water.
I don't drink the pool water.
Ma'am, we've got you on the camera several times. You're over there filling up water bottles.
What's your name?
Hello?
What is your name?
Oh, is that Stanley?
Yes.
Okay, well, you tell Stanley to shut up, because he's not even part of this conversation.
What is your name?
My name is
Richard what?
McDykel.
Pardon me?
McDykel.
Where do you live?
It doesn't matter where I live. Quit butting in.
How can I get in touch with you?
You can call me.
How can I send the police to you?
Why would you send the police? It's not a police matter. We're just asking...
You're a fucking idiot.
Hey, you're a fucking idiot. Get off the phone.
You're a fucking idiot.
I'm talking to Felicia, not you.
And I don't believe that you are at the country club and that...
It wouldn't matter if you were. We're going to find you and kill you.
Oh, you can't kill me. That's against the rules. That's against
Can't stop it.
That's against the rules of the country club. No killing allowed.
And you're at the country club right now?
Wait, can you put Stan back on?
No. Are you at the country club right now?
Yeah, I'm over here at the front desk. Can you put Stan on, though? He's funnier to talk to.
Are you at the country club right now?
Yeah.
I'm at the
desk.
What desk?
The front desk.
The front desk.
Yep.
His desk is that?
The desk near the front.
I don't believe you.
When you walk in the door, you go left, and then you take a right, and it's near the top of the middle, underneath the left of the bottom.
Who's the manager of the club?
That would be...
That's correct. Is he there?
He's taking a dump.
He's not taking a dump, and this is a scam.
How would it be a scam? I'm not asking you for money or anything.
I have never been to the country club pool.
I know. I'm just joking with you. Where'd Stan go?
He's gone.
Oh, he's not coming to kill me, is he?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, he said he was going to kill me. Can you just...
And your name is Richard...
Is that Stan in the background? Can you make sure Stan's not getting ready to go kill someone at the front desk?
Yeah, I don't believe you're at the front desk.
Oh, yeah, I'm not at the front desk. I'm over here in the maintenance shed.
And tell me what your name is, Rick?
No, my name's Richard.
Richard.
McDykel.
MC. What is it?
Hold on, I'm looking up Brad's alphabet thing.
You don't know how to spell your own name?
Yeah, I know. I know how to spell my name. It's M as in mnemonic.
Mm-hmm.
C as in Q. D as in W. I as in myself. C as in cease. H as in herb, A as in R, E as in I, L as in LOL.
That makes no sense at all.
What do you mean? No, I just spelled it out phonetically for you.
Say it again?
Oh, no, we don't need to go through that again. It's just a prank. It's
you're
just,
using the country club's telephone or have somehow taken access to it and you're calling.
I know. I picked up the cordless phone and I took it over here to the maintenance shed and I'm just making prank calls in here.
You're making prank calls in the maintenance shed.
Yeah.
Well, have fun.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Is Stan okay? He seemed a little upset.
Goodbye.
Wait, hold on. Where'd Stan go?
Hello?
Hello, Sharon?
Yes.
Hey, Sharon. It's Richard over here at the country club.
Yes, dear.
Hey, I'm just calling because my manager wanted me to see if John could please quit coming over here and dumping nitrogen into the pool.
Nitrogen?
Yeah, he's been dumping canisters of nitrogen into the pool lately, and like the first couple of times...
My husband? No, he has not.
Oh, yeah, he definitely has a couple of times now. The first time it was kind of funny, you know, because it made all the water freeze and everything, but yeah, it's just kind of...
No, he couldn't possibly. My husband, John...
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
No way! We wouldn't have anything like that. No way.
Well, yeah, you don't have it
he's
anymore.
He's gone to visit some... No, but he would never do that. Never in a million years.
Yeah, well,
never.
Well, no, it was funny. Like, you know, I know he's just kind of being a practical jokester and everything, making the pool freeze over, but...
But he's not a practical joker. My husband is not a practical joker.
Oh, I don't know.
He really is not.
I don't know. There's a whole other side to him that you must not know about, because he's always just doing, you know, pulling
hype. I'm here. I'm married to him for 53 years.
Yeah, well,
but I'll have him call you as soon as he comes in.
Well, you never really know people. You know, it doesn't matter how close you are. There's always a...
No, this is nitrogen. Are you kidding? Where would he ever get that? There's no way.
I don't know.
No way.
It was pretty elaborate. You know,
I'll have him call you immediately when he comes in. Are you going to be right there, or can he just get you on this number?
Yeah, I'll be here, but I mean, is he there? I can just talk to him now.
He's visiting somebody right here in this park.
Oh, is he visiting his nitrogen supplier?
I don't think so. It can't be him. It can't be him. It can't be.
Why can't
I'm
it be?
I'm serious.
Well, why can't it be him? It's definitely him on the camera and everything. We recognize him.
It can't possibly him.
Oh, it can too.
I have to get him. I really have to have him. You talk to him immediately.
I mean, it's no big deal.
Because
like he's not in trouble or anything. We're just...
It is a big deal.
Oh no, it is a big deal. It's a minor deal. It's a small deal.
There's no way this man would do this.
Well, why? Why do you say that?
There really is.
I mean,
he would never do that.
Well, it's not the end of the world. It just turns the pool into a giant block of ice, and then we have to thaw it out. So it's kind of a pain. You know, that's all.
My husband doesn't come over there until like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, oh no, he comes over here like real late at night. Like he sneaks over and everything.
We go to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, see, that's what you think.
Really?
He's out here around midnight, 1 in the morning, just dumping nitrogen
no,
in.
No way. I'm serious. Hold on.
And
hold
he was
Let
out here.
Just get him.
He was out here building ice sculptures and everything.
No way.
He had a hammer and chisel, and he was sculpting things.
No way. That can't possibly be him. Trust me.
I trust you, but it was definitely him.
No, definitely not him.
Are you outside? Are you looking
definitely
for him?
Definitely not. Hold on. I'm outside. I'm just trying to find him. John? John, honey.
What's the range of your telephone?
John, honey. Oh, John, you have to talk to this. Come here. Somebody. It's important.
There's nothing that I have.
This is important. This is, come here. This is the guy from the country club. They said they have you on video putting nitrogen in the swimming pool. Hello.
Oh, hey, John. It's Richard over here.
Yeah.
Over here at the club.
Yeah, nitrogen in the swimming pool?
Yeah, we were just kind of hoping that you could quit dumping all that nitrogen into the pool.
I'll be over there in 10 minutes.
Hello?
Hello, Braun?
Yes.
Hey, Braun, it's Cody with the country club.
Yes?
Hey, I just needed to get in touch with you because on Saturday, we're just going to need to borrow your golf cart for a little bit.
I don't have a golf cart.
You don't have a golf cart?
No.
Oh, man, our records are all out of whack lately. We have a car, don't you?
A car?
Yeah, it's just like a vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that'll do. We'll just need to borrow your vehicle then, just for a couple of hours on Saturday.
You know, I don't even belong to the country club anymore.
But you're not over there on...
Yeah?
Yeah, so you're still kind of within our jurisdiction. See, here's the thing. Let me just kind of bring you up to speed. We worked out a deal with the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Hold on. They want to use our card.
Okay, this is Bronze Husband.
Oh, hello, Bronze Husband. This is Cody with the country club.
Sure.
As I was telling Bron, we're going to need to borrow her car on Saturday for just a couple hours. We're gonna attach little Marky Valentine's wheelchair to the front of it. And then we're just going to kind of drive him up and down the highway.
You talking about a car? You mean the truck? We only have two trucks. We don't have a car.
Oh, yeah, we can use a truck. It really doesn't matter. Something with the motor and wheels.
But what day is that?
This Saturday.
No. We're getting ready to leave for a month.
Oh, well, that's okay. We can get somebody else to drive it if you just want to, I don't know, just
no,
give us a copy
no,
of the...
I'm not going to let somebody else drive the vehicle.
Well, we gotta use your vehicle, so if you don't want...
No, you're wrong.
What do you mean?
We decide whether you can use it or not, and I'm not going to be unfriendly. But I can't even understand what the hell this is about.
Let me explain, because I don't think Bron kind of filled you in on what the deal is. See, it's all for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, you know, so it's all for a...
Well,
for
good... you don't have to tell me about Make-A-Wish, because I greatly donate to that, all right?
Okay, well, yeah, so you can just donate your time and your vehicle.
No. I don't know where you're going with this. I don't want to be unfriendly.
Well,
this is the end of the conversation.
Sir,
I am telling you, this is the end of the
conversation. No, it's not up to you. Like, you still live in the neighborhood here, so you have to, it's part of the bylaws and everything.
No, we don't belong to the country club.
Yeah, I know, but you're still, in the neighborhood, so you have to abide by the rules.
No, you don't call me.
Listen.
And tell me that you're going to use our vehicle. I can tell you that, Jack.
Oh, no. My name's not Jack. It's Cody.
Well,
and, yep, you have to listen to what I say because...
No, I don't have to listen to anything.
Oh, yes, you do.
All right.
Oh, hello. Is this Bron's husband?
Yes, it is.
Well, anyways, like as I was saying before the call got disconnected...
No, I hung up on you.
Oh, that's unfriendly. What would you do that?
Well, I told you.
Well...
You don't call me up and tell me that we have to let you use our vehicle.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do, because it's part of...
No, I don't.
It's part of the bylaws. Listen.
I don't know what world you belong to.
Planet Earth.
All right, you belong to planet Earth.
Yeah.
You're not going to call me and tell me that you're going to use our vehicle.
Yeah, that's what I just did, though.
Like, I know you did.
That's all in the past.
Cody.
Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
What kind of law in the state of Texas says that you can use another person's vehicle?
Oh, it's not a law in the state. It's just a bylaw here in the neighborhood.
Well,
yeah, all residents have to. Why are you being like that? It's for a dying child's, his final wish.
No, you don't understand.
We're gonna
far more than y'all have done.
We're gonna rope little Marky Valentine's wheelchair to the front of your truck and push him down
the
highway.
You're not gonna do it.
Oh yes, we are. We're gonna do it.
You show up here and I'll have you arrested.
Oh, you can't arrest me. You're not a cop.
I will have you arrested.
You're not going to have me arrested. It's not against the law to fulfill a dying child's wish, Dumbo.
You tell me, this is, I'm telling you that I'm cutting this call off again.
Can you just put Bron back on the phone?
The law here.
Can you just put Bron back on? She was much more...
Bring the sheriff or county.
Oh, it's not a sheriff matter. It's just, for
you're
charity.
You're not coming here and using this vehicle.
Why would you deny little Marky Valentine?
Is this some kind of a joke call?
What kind of heartless person would turn down little Marky Valentine, his dying wish?
Well, let me tell you what kind of heartless person. One who don't give a rat, okay?
You don't give a rat?
I don't give a rat.
About dying children?
I don't care.
You're a monster.
Okay?
You're a monster.
Yes, I am, Cody. You,
Well, never mind.
What? What? What's your question?
I just want to know, where in the world do you come from? What kind of world do you belong to?
We already established that I'm from the planet Earth. What planet are you from?
Well, I'm...
Planet of the Jerks.
I'm from a planet where I don't give a rip, all right?
Yeah, I know you don't give a rip about dying children in wheelchairs.
No, I sure don't.
What a horrible person you are. Where's Braun?
Yes, I am. What's wrong with that? My own brother used to ask me, Skip, why hasn't somebody shot you yet? So what does that tell you about when my own brother says that?
Your brother thought you should be shot to death?
Well, he thought I would be by the time I got to be, you know, an adult.
Why did he think that?
Well, just because I'm an obnoxious person.
Because you're a real jerk?
Yeah, well, you're right, and that's fine. That doesn't matter. You should hear the words that people have called me.
Oh, what kind of words?
Goodbye.
Well, hold on. Tell me what words.
Hello?
Hello, Rebecca?
Yes.
Hey, Rebecca. It's Winston with the Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I needed to let you know tomorrow morning there's going to be a guy coming out to your house, and he's just going to be setting up a new PA system in your front yard.
He's going to do what?
He's going to be setting up a pole with these loudspeakers on them. It's just part of our new PA system that we're rigging up in the neighborhood.
Okay, well, let me let you talk to the man about that. Hold on a second.
Okay, put the man on, honey.
Yes.
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, it's Winston with the Country Club.
Okay.
Hey, I needed to just let you and Rebecca know that we're going to be sending a guy over tomorrow, and he's going to be setting up a pole in your front yard with a couple of loudspeakers on the top of it.
I think you're on drugs.
Sir, what do you mean by that?
You're not putting a pole in my front yard.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just going to go at the edge of your lawn there, near the curb.
One more time. You come on my property, I'll shoot you.
You only said that once.
Yes.
Oh, hello, Mike. It's Winston again with the Country Club. Listen, you can't be threatening to shoot people. It's against the rules around here.
You're trespassing.
No, it's
if
not.
If you come on my property... You will be trespassing.
No, yeah, that doesn't give you the right to shoot me. You know, I don't think you understand the way, you know, the laws.
I don't think you understand.
Yeah,
you're not putting a pole in my yard.
Yeah, we're putting a flagpole with a couple of loudspeakers on the top of it. It's for the new PA system. Why are you being a grouch about this?
One more time.
Oh, here we
go.
You
are not coming on my property. If you do, you will face consequences.
And the consequences are what exactly?
I will have you arrested for trespassing.
No, you said you were going to shoot me. That's an arrestable offense.
Hello?
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hey, James, it's Winston with the Country Club.
Yeah? Who is this?
It's Winston with the Country Club.
Oh, yeah.
My manager wanted me to call and ask if you could please just quit harvesting algae out of the ponds.
I'm sorry, put out harvesting?
Yeah, you know how you've been coming over here and just harvesting algae out of the ponds and everything?
Yeah?
It's just kind of freaking people out, you know, like when they see you dipping those test tube things in there, and yeah, it's just kind of bothering people, you know?
It was me harvesting the algae?
Yeah, you've been coming over here and just harvesting algae for your experiments, and that's great.
I haven't been doing that.
Oh.
That's not me.
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely you. We know it's you. You've been doing it for a while now. It's no big deal, but yeah, we just got to work something out.
I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying I have been harvesting algae out of the ponds?
Yeah. Yeah, you've been doing that for a while
now.
And I think it's great. You know, I encourage, you know, science and everything, but just you can't be doing it during business hours because, you know, it's kind of freaking people out.
You've got the wrong party. I don't harvest algae. I haven't even touched the water unless I'm getting my golf ball out.
This is James, right? Do I have the right number?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, you're the one. Yeah, it's definitely you. We've got you on the security cameras. We've all seen you out there in your lab coat and everything.
In my what?
In your lab coat. Running around with those test tube things. It's really not that big of a deal, but...
No. You have got the wrong party, partner.
Oh, come on, James.
I have not been doing any of that, and I'm not part of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
James, I'm not... Like, if you're trying to keep it secret, like if you're working for Pfizer or Moderna or something, that's fine. Like, You know, your secrets.
I'm not a chemist, and I'm not doing anything. I'm not into algae.
Oh,
I haven't had my finger in those ponds ever, probably, except for getting a golf ball out.
Oh, come on,
y'all,
James.
Y'all are chasing the wrong trail here.
Oh, no. We know.
You got pictures of me out there?
James.
Show me some pictures. Send me some pictures.
Yeah, we've got you on the camera. Look, there's no reason to be embarrassed. We're not mad at you or anything. You can keep doing it. We just got to work something out so that you're doing it, you know, when people aren't out here golfing.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to hang up. This is all bullshit. Hello?
Oh, hey, James. It's Winston again. Listen, if you're not going to quit harvesting algae, you know, just we're going to have to revoke your golf license around here. Your golf privileges.
Well, go ahead and revoke it. Go ahead and revoke my golf lessons.
Well,
and revoke my membership.
Oh, yeah.
See how far that gets.
No, it's just, you know, if you're going to be like that, you know, we're trying to work out an arrangement with you, but you're being argumentative.
Well, I'll tell you what, you call the general manager up and tell him to revoke my license, and we'll see what happens.
Well,
all right?
The manager is the one that wanted me to call you in the first place, silly. I've
got some work to do. If you want to come over to my house, you can come over here and we'll talk this out.
Oh, you're running more experiments on the algae that you harvested?
I'll tell you what, I'll meet you down at the algae farm in about 15 minutes. How does that sound?
Okay, yeah, but we need to social distance, though.
Bring your pictures and cameras and everything.
Listen, we just can't have you running experiments down here with the algae. You know, and the next thing you know, we're going to get some kind of swamp creature crawling up out of there.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my Pfizer boss in here with me, and we're going to see what we can do. We're just going to file a lawsuit against you guys.
Oh, you can't file a lawsuit against us.
Oh, no, I'm going to do the filing right now.
I knew it. I knew that you had some kind of contract with Pfizer. How much money are you making off of this?
Oh, $300,000 a week.
That's it? They lowballed you.
Yeah, that's good.
You're a sucker.
Yeah.
They suckered you.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me know that you're after me.
Hey, also, can you quit just dropping, you know, like droplets of your blood into the pond? Because that's kind of unsanitary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you're trying to create some kind of sea creature down there, but...
Oh, we are. We're trying to get a land shark built.
A land shark?
Oh, yeah. Something that would travel over land and eat people.
I knew it. I knew it.
Especially Democrats.
Oh, you're gonna design a land shark that eats Democrats?
No, we're not gonna design it. We're developing it.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
That's part of the algae plan.
Why would you want the shark to eat Democrats? Isn't that murder?
No, they've been self-incriminated.
I mean, you can disagree with them. Like, you can have a different ideology, but why would you want to murder them? That seems kind of weird.
I'm not murdering them. The sharks are.
Well, yeah, but you're the one that's bioengineering a shark to eat Democrats.
Well, that's just like the Democrats saying there's no problem at the border. You're going to be kidding me.
Here we go.
What we ought to start doing is shooting of somebody in the president's office every time that they lie to us.
Wait a minute. You want to shoot somebody in the president's office?
Oh, yeah, we could do that. We got people that could do that.
James, you're going to get us both in trouble. Let's just get this back on track here. Quit trying to
I'm on track.
Quit trying to bioengineer sea creatures. And how would they even know? Like, how would they know? How would they differentiate Democrat from Republican?
You can smell a Democrat.
Oh, Democrats have a smell?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And what medical journal says that Democrats have a smell?
There's not any journals. It's just a matter of fact.
Oh, it's a matter
of
fact.
I've been around too many of them.
Oh, where?
Probably you have too.
Where are they?
You have to.
I don't know. I can't tell. I can't tell from smell. I guess my nose isn't trained to detect Democrats from Republicans.
Yeah.
What about?
What's your last name? What's your last name?
Beauregard. What about Independence? What do they smell like?
Hey, I don't know, but I've got something. I've got it on the fire here. I've got to take care of it, so I'm going to have to let you go.
What do you have in the fire? It's not a Democrat, is it? Is it people?
So you ready to have a cocktail?
Yeah, it's almost time.
Well, I'll meet you up at the country club in about 10 minutes.
Well, wait, are you going to club me over the head and do experiments on me?
No, I'm not. I'm coming free-handed.
Oh, okay. All right, James, I'll see you in a few.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Oh, I think I made a friend. It just goes to show, Democrat, Republican, land shark, the only real difference that matters is class. Okay, that's enough Pfizer algae propaganda from me. Thanks again to Jay Smooth for agreeing to tie little Marky's wheelchair to your bumper and drive him down the highway. Thanks to Ronk for the idea about drinking the pool water, and thank you everyone for supporting this show. I sure appreciate it, and in return, I hope it helps you lighten up and laugh a bit. I'll be back next week to do it all over again. Bye.
You already told me he's putting nano somethings in my car.